This is the Telstra AFL Trade Radio Podcast. Subscribe now on iTunes.
Welcome back to the Late Trade. Kane Corns and Terry Wallace in the house for the next couple of hours before Mitch Cleary takes over. The big news is that Eddie Betts has returned to where it all began. Here is him speaking to the media only moments ago.
Yeah, it was. You know, I'm a life member at the Carlton Football Club. I played 186 games, I think. And, you know, this club has always been in my heart. And, yeah, it's a fairy tale and homecoming as well, if you want to put it that way. So just looking forward to getting stuck into it.
Trade Radio and SEN's very own Sam McClure was amongst the media pack. He joins us now. Sam, welcome.
Thanks, Kane. Thanks, player.
Sum up the atmosphere for us.
Yeah, it's a good opening question, Casey. I'm not sure. There was a small sort of handful of supporters that had obviously heard the news and wandered into the club. He posed with a few photos with them after the press conference. He was pretty emotional, to be honest, a little bit more emotional than I thought. You know, he talked about the fact that he left 6 years ago and it's the first time he's walked back onto the ground. You know, the press conference wasn't in the media room. It was actually on the ground in the forward pocket where he would have kicked so many of his famous Czechside goals at training and the like. He didn't really want to talk about Adelaide. I mean, he deflected a couple of questions about the camp and said that, you know, Adelaide supporters will always be in his heart. But, I mean, the reality is hard to ignore. He's turned down the contract that he had with Adelaide to join the Blues on a one-year deal with Adelaide paying some of his salary. So I think there's a sort of it's sort of glossed with a little bit of sadness that the move in as far as how it's come about. But ultimately, he's just really excited to play for the club where he started that gave him the opportunity. And I think there's a really sense of excitement for Carlton. And, you know, he even spoke about if they can land Papley, if they can land Martin, that he's really excited about, you know, bringing on the next crop of small forwards in navy blue.
It's hard to describe the impact that Eddie Betts has in Adelaide. For instance, I've seen him walk through the airport at Adelaide and he can't go more than three steps without someone asking for an autograph, for a photo. He's very generous with his time. He's a sporting god, if that's the right term, in Adelaide. What does this say about the Adelaide Footy Club, Scoop? You've mentioned sadness, but it is a bit of that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't really want to stick the boots into Adelaide on a day where this has happened. We should be celebrating Eddie, but you guys and everyone listening would know my thoughts about what's gone on in Adelaide in the last 18 months. The story hasn't really been told. One day it will be properly told. But it's just, yeah, there's a lot of players that have chosen to leave. And I was listening to you. You're pretty passionate today, Kane, about, and I agree with you, it probably hasn't been a player since Tony Modra that's been as loved as Eddie. I think Taylor Walker would be up there as well. And Rory Sloan, just as much as how much they've been loved by that footy club.
Not even in the same ballpark. Scoop.
Yeah, okay. I take that on board.
Like he's got his own pocket. You know, every time he goes near the ball, the 50,000 at Adelaide Oval, there is an atmosphere that it's hard to describe, and that's when he doesn't even touch it. Like they love him. So he didn't speak about the camp. He was pretty respectful with that. How much of a percentage factor do you think the camp has played into this move?
Oh, I'm going to reserve my judgment for later on that. And I don't want to speak on behalf of Eddie. I'm not trying to avoid the question because what happened on that camp was an utter disgrace and people have since paid for it. I'm not sure what percentage. He wasn't happy in the end at Adelaide. He saw an opportunity at Carlton. He turned down 3 years at the Gold Coast Suns. You know, that feeling about, you know, when he goes near the ball at Adelaide Oval, I've been there, Kane, like you have a lot of times, and it's something else. I think we'll see part of that re-emerge at the MCG in a very different way. I think it's gonna bring probably an extra 5,000 through the gates to home games, to be honest, at the very least. So there'll be a sense of excitement there. And, you know, I asked him in the press conference what he wants to get out of his footy, and he talked about not only just enjoyment, but he thinks he can play every week. He said his body is completely fine. He's only his last couple of injuries was two hamstrings 3 years ago. Since then, he hasn't missed a beat. So he's pretty bullish about what he can bring to this team on the field as well as off it.
Sam, we'll just stay there for a second then. I just get the sense that he's almost got a little bit of a point to prove as well. And that his first 12 months, I think he's going to be extremely dangerous. We were just sort of saying that if it is Papley coming in as well, good luck if you don't give him the number one small defender. Because I just got that sense he's going to have a real point to prove.
Yeah, I got that sense from him as well. It's funny you mentioned that, player. Look, I think there's no way that Eddie wants to come here and finish his career fading into the distance. Like, just absolutely no way. Carlton have been on the bottom for a long time, too long. But, you know, they're still a pretty big club, and they still pull a lot of supporters, and they still play in big games. And that round one game against Richmond, if they do get the season over again, and when, you know, there's no reason to believe that they won't, you know, he's going to be front and centre. And if it is next to Tom Papley, then at the very least, it gives the reigning premiers something to at least think about. So I think it changes the perception of Carlton's forward line a little bit. If they can get Papley in, if they can get Martin in, it sounds like the Swans are really digging in their heels with Papley, which is ominous for the Joe Danaher trade. But we digress. That's something else. There's still a bit to play out before Wednesday at 7:30.
So it has been a remarkable journey. I mean, and you know, such a good performer at both of the clubs. You know, I go all the way back because it was when I first started at the Tigers that Eddie come into the system. And what basically happened was he was going to be a rookie at Carlton, and Trent Noble was going to be the last pick for Carlton on their list, which was the first pick in the preseason draft. We had the pick before them and picked Trent Noble, who was training at Carlton. So Eddie got the pick, got the spot on the list at that stage. So what a journey it's been from not really being considered to be good enough to play AFL football or to be a rookie, gets a very, very last spot on Carlton's list, has the career that he has, and then finishes back up at Carlton. It's a remarkable story.
Yeah, and that's without even considering Plough, the turning point in the middle, where he was allowed to walk out the door at the end of, was it 13 or 14, because he wanted a little bit more money, and they knew with free agency that they wanted to get Dale Thomas, and, you know, Nick Mouldhouse wanted to get his old friend over from Collingwood, and in order to accommodate that, they had to let Eddie Betts walk out the door. Well, what a catastrophic disaster that decision was. They never should have let him go. Look, he had some issues where some family issues where it was better off him being in Adelaide at the time. But there's no doubt in my mind, if they had paid him the extra bit of money which he wanted, which wasn't a lot, by the way, he would have stayed. Anyway, he might not have ever become the player that he's become if he hadn't left Carlton. So, in a way, we owe it to that trade as footy fans that, you know, Eddie and the relationship that he had in that pocket of the Adelaide Oval that Kane was talking about. We would have never seen that had they paid him what he was worth.
Trade Radio's Sam McClure joining us. He was at the press conference in Icon Park for Eddie Betts, who's been unveiled as a Carlton player for season 2020. Scoop, just move on, and one last one, a question without notice. Who needs to get active in the next couple of days? Plough and I are going to speak about the North Melbournes of the world that seem to be doing absolutely nothing in this trade period. Who's shocked you by their lack of action?
I've been shocked by Sydney's stance with Joe Danaher. Mm. I mean, Lloydie was saying today that they're only offering 5 and 25. Well, hang on. They had the CEO bring him to his house a couple of months ago. They've clearly wanted him for a long time. The coach has wanted him for a long time. And Joe's clearly been promised a long-term deal there. So, look, maybe Essendon are being unreasonable, and I take that at face value with what they want. But it's now incumbent on Sydney to go and get this deal done. And I think that's going to require them, at least in an optics-wise, even if they don't use the pick, dealing Tom Papley to Carlton, then being armed with pick 5 and 9, because I just think it opens up the door of conversation a little bit more for Adrian Todoro and Charlie Gardner. But like, if we get to Wednesday afternoon and Papley's still a Sydney player and Danaher's still an Essendon player, I've got grave fears for both those trades.
Good on you, mate. Outstanding as always.
Thanks, boys.
Look forward to hearing Sam McClure and Nicky Dow back from 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.